if I as well another accent borrow that can my speech diffuse, my good intent may carry through itself to that full issue for which I raised my likeness. Now, banished Kent?
Now, banished Count? Now, banished Kent? Now, banished Kent?
If thou can serve where thou dost stand condemned, thy master, whom thou lovest, shall find thee full of labor.
Let me not stay a jot for dinner. Go, get it ready. Dinner! How?
Dinner!
Where's my knave, my fool? Go, you call my fool hither. You, Sirrah, where's my daughter?
So please you.
What says the fellow there? Call the clotpoll back.
Hey!
Where's my fool? Oh! I think the world's asleep. Oh, now, where's that mongrel?
He says, my lord, your daughter is not well.
I came out to slave back to me when I called him.
Sir, he answered in the roundest manner he would not.
He would not?
My lord, to my judgment, there's a great abatement of kindness that appears in the Duke himself. And your daughter.
Oh, sayst thou so?
Pardon me, my lord, if I be mistaken. For my duty cannot be silent when I see your highness wrong.
Oh, but rememberest me of mine own conception. I have perceived a most faint neglect of late. I will look further into it. But where's my fool? I have not seen him this 2 days.
Well, since my young lady's going into France, sir, the fool hath much pined away.
No more of that. I have noted it. Go you, tell my daughter I would speak with her. Go you, call hither my fool. Oh, you, sir, come you hither. Who am I, sir?
My lady's father.
My lady's father? My lord's knave, you horse and dog, you slave, you cur.
I am none of these, my lord.